Locker Room Chats here on KNZA, getting going on a Thursday night and getting you set for week 5 of high school football. Brandon Tamman, we start here. Valley Falls, head coach of the Dragons, Wyatt Hofstra, joining us, brought to you by The Elevator and also Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Saw a team out of the Twin Valley League coach last Friday night to begin district play, the Onega Buffaloes, and the Buffaloes getting a win 32-6. I guess the initial thoughts and takeaways from that game last week, let's start there.
I know that 32-6 is the final score, but felt a lot closer than that. It was a lot closer than that in the game. If our offense could help our defense out in a lot of the situation, I think our defense was on the field for probably 70 to 75 snaps almost. So spent a lot of time out there. Started with our backs against the wall. They blocked our punt on the first drive, so they had short field position. But, I mean, our defense played outstanding, stopping them in the 5 twice. Covering a fumble and doing some other things really well. So, you know, some of those points, like you're going to give up points just having your defense on the field so much. And offense has got to get going to help that out. Passing-wise, I thought that we moved the ball pretty well through the air, had a long score for our points. But then again, defensively, I think they're doing good things. We just are on the field too much.
Yeah, and it seems like the defense might be ahead of the offense right now as we go into the second half. Is that fair to say? Are you looking to pick things up more on the offensive side as we move forward?
Yeah, defense, you know, always it kind of starts ahead of the offense and just remains kind of simpler. You know, when in doubt, just run, find the guy with the football and tackle him. Then in his offense, a lot of, you know, technically smart things and, you know, assignments and duties and roles like that. But, yeah, offense, we've been working hard on just trying to get the offense to get positive yards, stay on the field a little bit longer, and move the ball forwards.
You know, when you start the season, you know certain things about certain players. You have expectations, you know, for certain players on your team. But as we go into week 5, has there been a player or two that's maybe kind of caught your eye a little bit, maybe has stepped up and provided a little bit more than what you thought when the season began?
Yeah, there's been several. Like I said, defensively, a lot of guys have been standing out. Specifically, though, Grady Smith is a junior, I believe, and he has become vocal and knows the defense inside and out and is probably in the right place at the right time 99% of the time and does his job well and helps others. And he's been flying around hitting people, and that's been really rewarding to see. He's been doing really well.
Talking with Valley Falls football coach here, Wyatt Hofstra. They got McClouth here in week number 5. We'll talk about that matchup after a timeout here on KNZA. We got a few more minutes here with Wyatt Hofstra, Valley Falls Dragons football coach here on KNZA. Locker Room Chat brought to you by The Elevator and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Dragons and the Bulldogs of McClouth here on Friday nights, week number 5. Coach, your initial thoughts on the McClouth Bulldogs?
I think McClouth's a tough team. They do what they do really well. They come out and they want to establish the run and come right at you. So I know that they've played a hard first 4 games of their schedule. I know that they're going to be a tough physical game, and we'll have to come out ready to play.
Yeah, I'm not sure if any team in the league has seen a tougher 4-game start as you look at Atchison County 3-1, Troy 3-1, Riverside 3-1, and then Jackson Heights, the cream of the crop, the defending champs who are number 1 in the state, who they saw last week and lost 55-0. You know, when you look at this McClouth team, they had one of their better seasons in a long time in 2024, but they had to replace a lot of guys. Do you see much difference with the roster construction or in terms of just having new players out there? Do you see anything a little bit different on film maybe compared to last year?
Yeah, they're coached real well, and they their offense is, you know, pretty much the same. And some of those guys that they had to replace, they replaced them with guys that you know, might be young or whatever, but are doing a good job and filling in. They just got to get the reps down and the game time situations that those guys before them had. So, no, they do what they do really well, and they look good on film.
You get this game at home on Friday night. Give us keys to a victory against the Bulldogs.
Keys for us, like usual, will be resetting the line of scrimmage, rallying to the ball, being tough, physical, assignment sound, specifically, especially on defense. And then offensively, just staying on the field, really, moving the ball forward.
There it is, Valley Falls football coach, that is Wyatt Hofstra. Dragons hosting McClouth, a league and district tilt coming your way on Friday night, week 5, second half of the season officially a go in the regular season. Coach, we always appreciate it. Thanks a bunch. We'll talk to you again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for all you do. Thanks to Elevator and Heinen's. Go Dragons.